We know where to find cornbread, vegan treats, and food trucks. We'll tell you where on this week's 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the week of January 29th. I'm Sarah Kovash. I'm a digital editor here at WESA, filling in for Josh Rollerson. And with me, as always, is Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Hi.
Hi.
I was going to say hola.
Why hola?
I don't know.
I was like, is it Cinco de Mayo?
I know.
Stupid. Almost. For that.
Well, we're just wishing forward. Wishing forward, is that a word? We're just leaping forward like... We're leaping forward into the spring.
Warm weather.
Yeah, because the snow is melting today as we tape this. So
yeah, I'm feeling hopeful today.
It's just January, but
maybe February won't be too bad. I know this winter is supposed to be not so bad overall. So
yeah, well, for us in Pittsburgh, sorry DC peeps, but we were okay.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
I
at
had
all.
No plans Saturday, so
yeah,
I just sat around.
Me too. I looked at my husband at one point and I was like, you're going crazy, aren't you? Having cabin fever because he was like fidgeting and I was fine.
I was fine too. I was saying to someone recently that I feel like in those situations, that's a really good opportunity for me to start a new TV show or something mm-hmm. and binge watch it. But I never do. I always just end up watching the same favorite TV show and I just watched Justified season 2 for like 4 hours.
Because it's on TV or... It's just you're too lazy to change the channel.
Sometimes you just want what you know.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. I can't tell you how many times I've seen 13 Going on 30 or Sex in the City marathons. But I did start Chelsea Does.
Oh, how's that? I saw that on Netflix.
Good. Very, very good. There's only 4 episodes, so I'm a little confused as to if they're going to be releasing more. I guess I could Google this and find out, but... Mm. They're very, very good. Like, very good. I recommend anyone that is a fan or even isn't a fan because it's kind of a different side of her.
Yeah.
Because she dives into different topics like marriage, race, drugs. What's the last one? Marriage, race, drugs, and there's a 4th one that I'm forgetting.
This is sounding like it could be a little similar to Aziz Ansari's.
No, not at all.
Oh, no?
This is a documentary.
Oh,
so she interviews people and
clearly
talks to her friends.
I don't know very much about this show.
No.
I've been seeing
you
it.
You will once you watch it because it's okay. On Netflix. It's very good.
That
can be your next binge watching when it's cold out or you just feel lazy.
Also known as Monday through Friday.
I was just going to say, also known as the winter because that's pretty much what I do in the winter.
Yeah.
But... If you don't want to be a lazy hibernator, there are a plethora of events that you can go to.
There are. And hopefully maybe it won't be too bad weather-wise. So.
I don't think so. I think we're going to come out of this unscathed. I really do.
We'll persevere.
I have positive thoughts. So I hear you got something on tap for Thursday.
Yeah. So I guess it would be tonight, Thursday, at the Heinz History Center from 6:30 to 8:30. They're doing Tipsy History with Wiggle Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be talking about the history of glass making and glass in Pittsburgh, which I didn't know this. I also didn't grow up in Pittsburgh. But prior to being the Steel City, it was known as America's glass city, apparently, and we made lots and lots of glass here.
Well, PVG glass.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Looking at you right straight ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we actually, one of our reporters did an interesting story on it not too long ago, if you want to check it out on WESA.FM. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was really interesting. So that could be cool. Learn about glass making and you know, have some good old Wiggle whiskey. Who doesn't like that?
Which is delicious. And they are also on Friday, if you haven't had enough whiskey and history, they are doing a sweet corn bourbon release and cornbread throwdown. So
I could throw down some cornbread.
I love cornbread. It's delicious. I will never forget. I worked at the ballet and the ballet headmistress mm-hmm. was a famous for her cornbread. Well, famous for her dancing, but also famous for her cornbread. It more was importantly incredible. She did something with creamed corn, and it was in sour cream. Like, it was unreal.
Did it have chunks of corn, like corn pieces in it?
Yeah.
Okay, because some people, I feel like people are divided on that.
I'm into it. I'm into both.
Yeah, I'm okay. I say people are divided, but I don't know what I'm referencing, because I also like both.
Yeah.
Well, I know we both also love the cornbread at the porch.
I was going to say cornbread at the porch. Mad Max has really good cornbread.
Really? I didn't know they had cornbread there.
Yeah, it's blue. It's like a bluish color. I don't know how they get it blue. I'll have to ask, because we're doing an event with Big Burrito tonight for Yelp. But I will have to ask Bill Fuller why it is blue.
I think there's blue corn, because they have blue corn tortilla chips. So
maybe. I assume it's not blue dye number 5 or something. But there's also cornbread. I'm just looking now. I'm on a hot tip now. Carmi Family Restaurant in the North Side has good cornbread. I'm looking it up on Yelp. Union Pig and Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Does have definitely. Really – and I think it has the bits of – corn in it at Union Pig. Pittsburgh Barbecue Company, which is on Banksville. That's a really good place, and it's very hidden. And I feel bad because they've been constructing a new hotel on Banksville.
Oh, okay.
And it's right in front of it. So
yeah,
I feel as if maybe they might have been hurt a little bit by all the big construction trucks, but it's pickup only.
And they're also closed during the winter, so I don't know that they're open right now.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. We'll have to check that out.
But it's really good. November through April or something like that.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah, I'll have to check it out. It's really good. Yinsburg Barbecue. So a lot of the barbecue places have cornbread. It's pretty amazing. It should be the 6th thing on the food chart, right?
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
So anyway, you can head to Wiggle Whiskey in the Strip, not at the Barrel House, but in the Strip. They'll be doing that cornbread throwdown. It's $5. Really, how can you dispute that?
Well, if we're sticking in the Strip District, Sunday, they're doing a food truck roundup from 11 to 3 on Penn.
At Pittsburgh Public Market, which I haven't talked to anyone, and this is just a rumor that I made up.
Okay, let's spread it.
But Pittsburgh Public Market, as we all know, is not going to be able to keep their spot. And Marty's just closed, which also on Saturday – I'm sorry, we're skipping around a lot. So you got to pay attention closely for us. We're a little sporadic. That's how our brains work. But on Saturday –
we don't have Josh today.
Yeah, I know. We don't have Josh to regulate us. Hi, Josh.
Thanks for still listening.
Yes. So Saturday, as we all know – Marty's Market closed abruptly.
Okay. No, I didn't actually know that. I'm actually devastated to hear that.
Okay, Marty's Market closed abruptly last week. They announced it on the Facebooks and the Twitters, and then they closed. Nothing, just closed. And it was weird because it was so abrupt, and obviously they have a ton of food. And so the next thought was, well, what are they going to do with all that food? So they just announced that on Saturday they're opening it up to – offer all the different foods and drinks, deli, and even the furniture, which I love. Their tables and chairs. They have these custom-made tables and chairs from some kind of designer in Pittsburgh that I love. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to buy those. But you can buy anything and everything. I don't know if everything but the kitchen sink, or it is including the kitchen sink, but it's 20% off is what they're starting at. And then throughout the day, they're going to lower it.
Gotcha.
Are you sad? I'm sorry.
Well, I here's the thing. I feel very sad. I didn't do my part, though. I didn't go there that often. But the times that I've been there to have brunch or lunch there, the food was so fresh and so good. Delicious. They had what I think was the best Eggs Benedict I've ever had in Pittsburgh. So I'm going to be on the hunt for a new Eggs Benny, but...
Hello to the chef, or hopefully the chef will go on to something else, because they did a really good job. It was delicious, and I am very sad. It was a great place to work out of, have meetings, have coffee out of their coffee bar. But the thing that I'm thinking now is the Pittsburgh Public Market should move in there.
Yeah, that'd be a great location for them.
And it's not far, and then they already have the bathrooms, the plumbing, and the atmosphere.
It's a little closer to the main drag, too, for them than they are now.
Yes, agreed. So I heard some kind of rumor somewhere, or like I said, I made it up in my head, but I think that would be a great spot. So I don't know if the powers that be are talking about it. I'm sure as soon as it went up, someone thought of it. So hopefully that would happen. But just to make a note, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Marty's Market, they will be serving up the discounts.
That's good. Yeah. Well, so then, you know, if you're done over there getting your discount stuff, they're going to do that food truck roundup, and they'll have a lot of the well-known Pittsburgh food trucks. Southside Barbecue will be there, which we mentioned. Gyros and that, which I've had at Brew Gentleman in Braddock, and they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great hummus.
Yeah.
There's a food truck on there that I had not heard of before called Second Breakfast.
Oh, they started out of the Pittsburgh Public Market.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw on their Twitter, they're like, we're a food truck now.
Yeah.
So, but it looks amazing.
It's delicious. His waffles are incredible. And he does dessert waffles, too. They're so good. Seriously, though, it makes me so sad talking about it because the Public Market, that's where he started. A lot of places, Cafe d'Amour has a brick and mortar now. Family Farms Creamery is making Pittsburgh ice cream now and is grown. Hillcrest Farms is there. There's so many great places that have flourished from it. So save the Public Market.
And we also, as mentioned several times recently, we've got the Smallman Galley Incubator down there too. So that can also help flourish local business.
Yes, absolutely. Because I hear people are already getting offers for restaurants, which is what the point is, and awesome.
That sounds awesome.
Yes. So moving along, sorry, if you're following, we're skipping back to Saturday.
Yes. So we've got Imbibe.
Mm-hmm, on the north side.
Where that'll be 6 to 10 p.m.
And Mattress Factory, which is
Mattress Factory.
Awesome. If you've not been.
Sarah. I know. I need to go over there.
So maybe this is the opportunity.
Maybe it is. Yeah, but they've got a bunch of brewers and distillers there.
From the north side. So new Allegheny City Brewing is going to be there. Wiggle Whiskey will be there. Penn Brewery. War Street's Brewery, which I've never heard of. And then a couple different food trucks will be there. So yeah. $20 is not bad for all of those beers. And then you can hang out and discover the Mattress Factory, which is...
Yeah.
So if anyone, including Sarah, has not been to the Mattress Factory before and lives in Pittsburgh, I made this mistake, so don't be me. I waited too long to go to the Mattress Factory, and it's the coolest place. I want to go. I want to bring everyone there from out of town, and I want everyone to go that lives in Pittsburgh. It's such a cool space. It's super creepy because it's just different. The art is very different, but very cool. And
I feel like I always see, every once in a while, see some sort of Best of Pittsburgh guide pop up or something along those lines. And then the Mattress Factory always gets mentioned. And then there will be pictures of some exhibits. And I always see it and think, that looks super cool. I want to check that out. And then I just haven't made it over there. So I know I will enjoy it once I finally get there.
Yeah. You definitely need to go. And then also for you suburbanites or people that just love beer, they are also doing a winter beer festival at Trax Farms on Saturday starting at 12 till 4. And I love how they put it, escape this winter to Trax Farms. So obviously the farms probably aren't as busy during the winter. And this is the perfect opportunity. It's $15, $20 the day of. And they're going to have different brewers from the Pittsburgh area on hand as well to serve up some beer. And Trax Farms is one of the most popular farms on Yelp. It has a lot of wine there too. So you can pick up some homemade wine as well. But fun time out there. And then
what's happening Saturday?
Okay. Sorry. Saturday night. I'm just very excited about this because I'm old.
Oh yes.
Okay. And I like the 90s. So at Mixtape is a new club lounge that is in Garfield. It's past where Verde / New Prairie restaurant is in Garfield on Penn Avenue.
Josh lives over there. He probably hangs out there all the time.
Yeah, totally, because you know he goes out. But anyway, 1990s and a bag of chips night is going to be at Mixtape. I'm very excited because I'm going to go, and I love the 90s.
90s jams are my favorite jams.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much anytime if you're at a bar in the Pittsburgh area and all of a sudden randomly Mariah Carey comes on.
Everyone's like, oh,
probably me.
Oh, I was gonna say, get the party
started. I hope everybody's like that.
Yeah, but I'm really excited. They're going to do happy hours starting from 8 to 11, half off well drinks, premium well drinks, and half off seasonal bottles. So very excited. And then a food truck, which I've never heard of, Bulldog's food truck is going to be there. So
I've never heard of that one either.
I know.
Do you know what kind of food they have?
I don't know, but I could probably
check it out.
Find out. Dogs, sausage dogs. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, this is total bar food. This sounds amazing. I'm done. Done.
Okay.
And then let's go to our vegan friends.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that'll be next week. So February 4th through 6th, Onion Maiden is doing a pop-up kitchen at the Vandal. They'll be there for 3 days from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. But they are basically a vegan
food truck.
Yeah.
Are they a food truck? I think it's a stand-ish. I think it's a stand. I don't think they have a truck yet, but I could be totally wrong.
Gotcha. But there, as mentioned before, I don't have any particular dietary restrictions, but I have tried their vegan cheesecake that they make, and it, oh my God, I did not think it was possible. I did not believe that it would taste like a cheesecake. It did. It was amazing. It was so delicious.
Well, my marketing events coordinator, Carrie. Hey, Carrie. Shout out. She does not stop raving about this place. She says it's awesome. And any chance she gets and sees them out and about, she goes. And I messaged her as soon as I saw this. And she goes, oh, yeah, I'm already planning every day. I'll be there. So
that's awesome.
Even if you're – I mean, I'm excited to try it out too. I'm not vegan, but
– yeah, especially after having tried it once, I know that I'll definitely like other stuff that they make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so –
I'm trying to do healthier eating in the new year too, so maybe that could be a little
– yeah, a little
a new
treat.
Habit for me.
Yeah, so check that out next week, and we have a pretty packed week then, Sarah.
Yeah.
Weekend, I should say. So don't be – a lazy snowbird. I was going to say snow. I don't know. Don't make those make
Don't
those
watch
snow
those
angels.
Old Sex in the City reruns. Yeah. Leave the house.
Yeah, leave the house. Hang out with us at any of these various locations around town and enjoy the weekend.
Yeah. All right. See you guys.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.